Hi, Vanessa.
Vanessa, thank you
Hi.
For holding. Hi, happy Wednesday. How's your day going so far?
Busy.
Busy, okay. Well, I do appreciate... I thank you for taking the call during a busy work week. Now, I know that Tara does a great job of outlining the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I think I understood everything.
Yeah. So there's a lot that we can do here for your company. Obviously we want to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you directly. I know you've got kind of Angie Leads and you're fairly new with it. Seems to be you're kind of trying it out to see if that's going to be a service you want to keep. Is it month to month with Angie or is that like a contract?
Yeah, it is month to month.
It is month to month. Okay.
Actually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And then your business, is there a website for your company already?
No.
No website currently. All right. And it's Elite 911 Cleaning Services, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. And in fact, we might be able to do a website for you here. Our job, of course, is to make sure that people have the reasons to call you. Now, are you familiar with local service ads or like Google Guarantee, Google Verified?
No.
Okay. So first of all, we need to make sure you have a Google business profile. So local search engine optimization is the very first thing that we would do. Make sure you're verified and recognized by Google and Bing, that you have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Facebook paid ads. Do you already have a Facebook page for your business?
Not for the business.
That's okay. You have a personal Facebook page, but not one for your business.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to take everything to the next level. And is it just you doing the work, or do you have a helper or a couple of helpers?
Helpers.
You have two helpers. Okay, perfect. So, and it's maid service and janitorial service, right? Residential and commercial?
Yeah. I was telling
Tara.
That I do everything.
You do everything.
Like,
okay.
Everything, yeah.
That's perfect. So, obviously we want to make sure that your phone is ringing. We can, in fact, do that website for you. I just got confirmation that we can include the website for you at no additional cost. Now, the first step is to make sure you do have a recognized business on Google and Bing, create all of the additional content. Now, we could do a campaign that also has social media, Facebook campaign as well. That would be $299.00. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. Now, that's with $100 of Facebook ads. So the $199 for search engine optimization, that's going to be a critical part of any of the services that we offer to you. We can offer that with local service ads, which is Google Verified, and that is a pay-per-lead service. I know you've got a pay-per-lead service with Angie right now. This is going to be quite a bit different than that. With Google Verified, the calls come directly to you. So, like I know with Angie, you just get a phone number, and then you have to follow up with that person. Everything routes through a Google phone number, so the Google AI monitors the call to make sure that, first of all, it is someone in your service area, that they are requesting a service that you provide, and you either quote a price to them or you schedule an appointment to meet with them in person. Otherwise, you won't pay for it because it's not a qualified lead. When it is a qualified lead, you would pay $38.67. Now, that is a service we can definitely offer for you. You don't pay for the leads until you're thoroughly vetted. At this point, you would pay $250 for the application fee. Now, the other campaign that I was mentioning to you, that's going to be more budget-friendly for you. It's $299 out the door. It does include the $199 package that is necessary no matter what you do. So this would have Facebook ads, and it's the flat rate, month-to-month, $299. The website's going to be included. The whole point is to get your phone ringing directly. Everything is month-to-month, so certainly it's our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, because with Angie's list, obviously this is just if people search like, oh, I want to see a cleaning company, right? Like,
well, it could be for any service. Yeah. So people go, you know, people who don't know who to call, they typically will Google it. About 1 out of 10 people will go on Bing. So you're going to be listed there too for the people that are searching on Bing. They don't have to know the name of your company. In fact, most people go online because they do not know who to call, but they might type in maid service, or they might type in home cleaning, house cleaning, residential cleaning service. They might type in commercial office cleaning, janitorial service. If you do, you know, floor care, windows, any of the services that you most want to be found for, we'll mention that on your website. We'll also create the additional content. So you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. The only thing that will limit you is your service area, because you only want to get calls from people that are in a service area that you're willing to travel to. Now, as far as that goes, Tara says that you do travel a little bit. You're definitely looking for more work. You're kind of mainly in Davis, but I mean, obviously any specific cities or zip codes or even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. Do you have photos too that we can include? Photos for your business, your service vehicle, yourself, or even like before and after photos, photos that we would use to build out your website?
I do.
You do. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good.
Like I said, I'm just barely starting with this company, and I pay them $315.
For Angie?
For a month, yeah. For a monthly. So I barely...
So let me see what I can do here, because sometimes... because that $299 is a reduced rate, kind of reflecting the fact that you've got a lot of experience. I know that it's a small company and officially quite new. Sometimes if you're using a service like Angie or Thumbtack, they do allow me to reduce the cost of the service even more, because my supervisor knows that something like Angie can be a pretty expensive service. You're paying for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Now, obviously, I know that if you give us the opportunity to get your phone ringing, you'll want to keep the service. Nobody cancels on profit, and as long as your phone is ringing, you're going to want to keep the service. So, again, you know, Google verified or local service ads with that $250 application fee, and then waiting 3 to 5 weeks just to get vetted. That might not be budget friendly enough for you at this point, but it's certainly something we can add later on. But for the other package that I was talking about, the search engine optimization, the social media, the Facebook ads. Now, a friends and family rate does a couple of things. First of all, it does waive the initial $99 setup fee. Save another $100 right there. And then it will save you $50 every month, save you $600 over the course of the year if you keep the service. It is month to month. The friends and family rate is exactly $249. That's the out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee. The website's included, and that means we will build, host, maintain, and update a website for you at no additional cost, because we know that that is how most potential customers determine who they should call. They're going to be able to look at that website. They're going to be able to see those photos. They're going to learn about your company. And then, of course, when they decide to call you after seeing your website, they're pretty much calling to hire you. They're calling hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair. They saw something on your website, so it's a very, very high conversion rate. Completely different than like with Angie, where you get the same phone number that goes to 6 or 8 of your competitors and you're all trying to chase down that same potential customer. With this, you get calls directly. And, you know, recurring, services that you're providing, either for residential cleaning or for commercial cleaning, most of your clients are going to be recurring work for you. You know, if it's move in, move out, Airbnb, those things are very, very profitable. It's really designed for one new customer to offset the cost of the service. And whether you get, you know, 15 new jobs out of it, 50 new jobs out of it, it's still the same flat rate on a month-to-month basis. Now, I know that $249 is a lot more budget-friendly, especially with the $100 setup fee removed, just the $249 out the door with the website. Now, of course, you'll be able to make changes to the website on your own if you want to, but if you want us to make the changes, we'll do that too at no cost. Now, this is a position we're actively filling, and the company that takes this position is going to get phone calls. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are on the first page of a search on Google or Bing. Now, I did search in the Davis area for cleaning services, for maid service, janitorial service. In the last 30 days, there was 1,814 searches, and that's really just for the 9 most popular search phrases. Again, like I said, you'll not be limited by how someone searches as long as it's a service you provide and as long as they're in your service area. Now, 1,800 searches, roughly, that's not 1,800 people searching one time. They probably, you know, a couple people searching a couple of different ways. But, and you're not going to get 1,800 phone calls. You'd probably change your phone number if you're going to get 1,800 phone calls every month. But you can expect, because the businesses on the first page will see from 1% to 2% of the total number of searches for their services to translate into direct phone calls. So roughly 1,800 searches, 1% is 18, 2% is 36. And you can add a few more because, again, this is not every keyword that someone can type in. This search was a little bit limited, but you won't be limited. So if you're getting maybe 20 phone calls on the low end, 40 or even 50 phone calls on the high end from customers in your service area that saw your website before they called you, even a modest conversion rate, even like 1 out of 10 would have you more than profitable, maybe even able to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be best for you. Now, I'm certainly not saying you have to cancel Angie, because this does not conflict at all with Angie. They're two completely different things. Whether you, and I know Angie is pretty new, but whether you end up loving it, hating it, or somewhere in between, which is more likely, having a website that people can see, having them be able to find your company without already knowing the name of your business, having them be able to pick up the phone and call you directly without using HomeAdvisor or Angie. Not everyone uses Angie, but I mean, pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they are using Bing, okay? Now, I don't know if you've got any particular preference of residential or commercial, but you will get a steady stream of calls coming directly to you from both residential and commercial clients. Now, I know that $249 is not breaking the bank, especially when it's an investment for your company and includes the website and the social media campaign to keep your phone ringing. You said you've got a couple of helpers. That definitely means you can handle more work, and I don't think you'd be taking the call if you weren't looking for more customers. So this is going to get you exactly what you're looking for, and I think that reduced rate, that friends and family rate, is something you're looking for too. A lower price for the service that's going to get your phone ringing. Now, I'm hoping, I'm kind of assuming that I can get that $249 approved. I know that last week, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday of last week, our supervisor made an exception for one of the other pricing directors, and they were able to apply a friends and family rate for somebody too. Now, I'm not going to tell my supervisor that, you know, like, you're my cousin or I've known you since high school. I would just be honest. I would just say, you know, this is a company that's young and it's small but growing, looking to take on more work, looking to expand. They're using Angie right now, which is fairly new and kind of a hit or miss at this point. Tara says you've been getting a lot of leads, but not a lot of those leads turning into jobs for you. So I'm pretty sure I would be able to get the $249 approved, okay? That's everything we were talking about. Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook paid ads are included as well, and that custom website included to make sure
and
that people know you're...
And who would make that Facebook page? Because
we'll do that, yeah. I know you said you have a personal Facebook page, not a business Facebook page. So the next step here is to schedule your client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert Google-trained technicians will speak with you in greater detail about your company, your services, your service area, ask if you've got a mission statement or a slogan, anything that's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. Of course, that's going to help us build out the website and create all of that additional content. We'll get the social media campaign going too. Now, of course, because it's month to month, we have to get things going quickly. They do want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website. My experience is it's usually less than that, maybe 5 or 10 business days, for your website to be up, active, completed, and online. And even if we make changes or you make changes personally to your website, it never comes offline. Now, the Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website. So in that same time frame, maybe 5 to 10 business days, your Facebook ads will be attached to your website, and that's going to get you phone calls. That's going to allow us to target specific places throughout your service area, places where you most want to be found by both high-end residential clients and commercial clients. Did you have any particular preference of residential over commercial, or are you just looking for a nice mix of both?
I honestly just do houses, but I do office too, I clean office too.
Okay. So you're looking for like smaller commercial jobs, like office cleaning.
Yeah.
And you do not do like floor care. You don't do like buffing of floors or anything like that.
No.
I didn't think so. Do you do window cleaning for your residential customers?
Yeah.
You do? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That is fantastic. That's those are more services that you can offer, more services that people can hire you for.
Yeah, I do that with whenever I'm cleaning, if they ask me to do windows, and I do the windows for them.
Not everybody does, and I think that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think people will appreciate that. We'll definitely put that on your website as a service that you provide. That's going to attract people that are looking for the right cleaning service. I think you're going to do quite well with this service. I actually did get approval just now for the friends and family rate, and it says, Paul, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow in a digital age where everyone goes online for the services that they need, especially since they're trying Angie. We both know that's an expensive service. So I think you're going to be very happy with this. The best part about it is you can do 15 jobs, 50 jobs, big jobs, small jobs, recurring jobs. It's just that flat rate, so easy to budget for. It bills once a month for that exact same amount. And again, that's a reduced rate. It's not an introductory rate, though. It's not going to go up on you. It's actually a fixed rate. I just wanted to make it more affordable for you because, like I said, I know that our clients keep the service long-term. I've been with the company myself for over 12 years. I've got several clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, it would be $249, not $299, not $398 with the setup fee as the first month. It's $249 as an out-the-door cost. You actually save an additional $150 off of your first month, even from the lower price that I offered you in the beginning. So to be quite honest with you, even if we were not going to build a website for you, and we are, but even if we were not going to build a website for you, the $249 doesn't cover our cost, meaning that we need to earn your business for several months for it to make any sense for us with all of the content that we create in the beginning. And then, of course, we're still continuing to update and optimize content. We are still going to be paying the $100 of Facebook ads that comes out of the $249. So we have to earn your business realistically for 4 months just for it to make any sense for us. We have been in business for over 20 years, and we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 14, 16, 18 years. Nobody cancels on profit, and we've kept our doors open by providing a quality service at a fair price and earning the continued support and business of our clients, because I know you're going to love this. your tracking and reporting system is 24/7 access, reports that update throughout the day, almost real-time reporting. You can see exactly how much work you're getting. You can see where the work's coming from, the breakdown of all the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. And of course, you know, we call it your client dashboard because it's more than just reporting. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off, and at this time of the year, a lot of businesses that can are increasing their advertising, even if it's just for the tax write-off. You can also manage and monitor your reviews online, no matter where they originate, and they'll populate throughout the internet, different directories and submissions that we create. Every review will repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can see all your reviews online. You can request additional reviews or respond to reviews right through your tracking system. So it makes it very easy for you to manage your business. Now, like I said, that's also where you'll find the website editor tool. If you want to make changes to your website on your own, you certainly can do that. A lot of our clients do like to be very proactive and hands-on with their website content. If you want us to make all those changes, all you have to do is give us a call, email us photos, request the change, and we'll make the changes for you too. Whether you're making changes to your website or whether we are, there's no additional cost for that. Like I said, it's simple, straightforward pricing, no taxes, you're not paying a percentage of your profits or per click call or job, anything like that. So it's just that flat rate, that $249. I think you're going to love it. Now, I know that Angie is pretty new, right? And I know that they're over $300, right? I know you're going to want to give it another month or so just to see how well it's working. My hope is that you get the return on your investment, that you keep getting jobs. I don't think it's going to inundate you with more work than you can take on. I don't think you're going to be to the point where you cannot take on more work. If you decide to keep Angie, it does not conflict at all with this. If you do decide to keep Angie, our service will help you offset that cost. Because not only is this service going to pay for itself at $249, you'll have the additional revenue to keep Angie if you want to keep it. A lot of my clients, though, they do prefer calls directly to them versus a lead that they have to chase down. Mm-hmm. Most of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they put their lead service on pause or they cancel it. Whether it's Thumbtack, Craftjack, Network, or Angie, most of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they'll either pause their leads or they'll cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of my clients, though, do actually shut off their lead-based service altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions will actually go to the first page of Google. In fact, historically, back when it was Home Advisor, and now it's kind of Home Advisor powered by Angie, it's kind of the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor. Mm-hmm. Historically, they spend between $2 and $3 million every single month on Google paid ads. They do that because they make their money back. And the way they make their money back is capturing leads from Google and then flipping them. They sell the same lead to business owners and their competitors. It's really hard for me to say that they care more about you getting that job than anybody else, one of your competitors that they sold the same lead to. In fact, if nobody gets the job, you all still pay for your leads, and then Angie still makes their money. Completely different than what we do here. Like I said, your success is our success. At $249, that reduced fixed rate, we're investing in your success. We're providing this service below what it's going to cost us to create simply because we know you're going to keep it. If you cancel in the first, second, or third month, my company loses money. There's no way we would have kept our doors open for more than 20 years if we were offering our service below what it cost us in the first month to provide, if we were not able to keep our clients on board long term. That's kind of how we've done it. As a pricing director, I'm not only authorized to reduce the price, I'm encouraged to reduce the price as low as I can. In fact, that's why, like I said, I actually requested the friends and family rate. It was approved because my supervisor knows, first of all, that Angie is pretty expensive, but also that once we get your phone ringing, you're going to keep the service long term, so it's going to be profitable for you.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've got a couple of helpers, you're going to be able to take on the jobs that you're looking for. I think that's wonderful. You may end up hiring more people. If you don't, that's okay too, because it is not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle. But a steady flow of calls and opportunities, that's going to allow you to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, especially for the recurring cleaning services. That's going to keep those jobs and the money coming in. Now, also keep in mind that our service is month to month. That means, of course, it's at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or any fees involved. Now, more importantly, what's more likely to happen, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, I mean, you could even pause it seasonally if necessary, but you can pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, you can pause the service. We do not charge you when it's paused or charge you after the fact. We do not take anything down, but of course we pause the optimization and updates. We would pause the Facebook ads because obviously that comes out of the budget of the $249. Now the Facebook ads will target and retarget people in your service area. You may have gone on Google or Bing yourself. You did a search for something. The next thing you know, that same product is popping up on your Facebook page. It's not a coincidence. It's targeted marketing. And that's going to work the same way for you. So someone who's gone on Google or Bing and done a search for maid service or cleaning service or whatever they might type in, your website that we'll build, your business that we'll create information for, will also retarget those same people in your service area on their Facebook page. That's going to keep your phone ringing, keep those jobs coming your way. Again, like I said, that's included. You're not paying per click. It's a flat rate. In this case, it's that reduced rate of exactly $249.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get your phone ringing...
What if we don't do the Facebook website? Can you go down? Can you go lower?
So it is something we need to do at least the first month because it jump starts your campaign. But yeah, there's $100 of Facebook ads included, and you can pause the Facebook ads, which would drop it down to $149. But it needs to be part of the initial package because that's what's gonna. It's like one hand washing the other, right? If you've ever injured one of your hands, you're trying to wash the other hand by itself, it doesn't really work so well. So this is going to be kind of the best of both worlds. The two of them work together to get your phone ringing quickly. But like all of our services, they can be paused. So you could pause either the search engine optimization, you can pause the Facebook ads, you can pause the whole thing if you're trying to keep it budget friendly. I mean, honestly, I know that you're going to get enough work that you're going to want to keep the package that you have, and you'll be able to easily pay for it. You'll also, even if you wanted to keep Angie's, you'll be able to pay for that too, you know? And I know that that service is pretty expensive.
Yeah,
and
it is. But today, like, I haven't got not one lead from them.
Oh,
so
my
gosh. I don't know what's going on.
Mm.
And I'm still paying for it, so that's what I'm going to talk to them about.
And you're still paying for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had Angie's before. I had them before, and
okay.
I went back to them because I needed more work. And
more work, right? And you went back to what you knew, what you had tried before. You knew at least
had
some level of success.
Yeah, I said if I get a lot of leads, then maybe I can get some work and pay. Angie's list with this, but honestly, they haven't sent nothing today. They haven't sent nothing.
Oh,
and
my.
Then for the past days, since Monday, I've been getting leads, but from all of those leads, I only got two houses that I'm
cleaning
one
right
now.
That's what Tara said. Yeah. She didn't say how many leads you've gotten, but she said you've gotten two houses.
Two, right. From them. And
it's hard. It's hard with the lead service. It's pretty much the same. And I mean, obviously, like I said, I've been with the company for 12 years, so I've talked to business owners that use Angie or use Thumbtack or CraftJack. It's almost, the only thing that really changes is how much you pay per lead and how many of your competitors get the same lead that you get. With Thumbtack, it's like 2 to 6. with Angie's, it's 4 to 8. So even more of your competitors are getting the same lead that you get. I've talked to business owners that say, I got a lead. I called it right away. That person said, I already scheduled it with somebody else. So your competitors might get the lead before you do. And by the time you try to call it, that person might not even answer the phone anymore. And you're paying for those leads. So, I mean, I've heard all kinds of things from people using lead-based services. The best I've ever heard is it's hit or miss. Sometimes it works. It maybe pays for itself, but it's still pretty frustrating when you're paying every month and barely just breaking even with it, you know, when you're not getting enough leads or you're getting leads and they don't answer the phone. Sometimes you get leads for people that are looking for a service you don't even provide. But with this, like I said, it's very targeted. That's the whole point of the next step that we're going to take here. The client interview is to talk to you in great detail about every service that you want to be found for. We'll ask you if you want to be found for other services. And if you don't, we make sure we don't put that in your website. We'll only put content for services you want to provide, run ads for those same services so that you'll only get calls from the people and places that you want to work with for services that you want to provide. And keep in mind, we can target specific places throughout your service area that you want to go. Even if there are places very close to you that you don't want to go, don't want to field phone calls, then we don't run your ads there. So again, it's going to be very tailored, very targeted to the needs of your business, get you exactly the calls that you're looking for. I think you're going to love it. I see that there's the Inc., the INC is included in the business name, at least on the Angie. Did you want the INC to be part of the business name, Elite Cleaning Services, Inc.?
Yeah, whatever. You can leave it as it is,
Leave it, I think it helps to make your business look more professional. Now, I also saw on Angie, and I think this is maybe a residence, because your business is service-based, right? So there's not like a physical address. There's no showroom or location that customers come to. You only go to the customer. You go to them, right? No one comes to you. So the 3503 Rolfway, that's your residence then, right?
That's my home address.
It is your home address. Okay. So Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. When you're providing a service and going to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. They also do not want to list your home address because Google doesn't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you might not be home. You're out in the field. You're cleaning somebody else's house. So you're not going to have that physical address show up online. Customers won't know that address. Now, with the website that we're going to build here for you, you'll get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Now, if someone chooses instead to fill out the contact form on your website, tell you where they live and what they need to have done, when they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know, Vanessa, right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking system. So you'll know how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a personal email, that's okay. We just don't put it on your website. No one would see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. If you have a business email, that's fine too. We will list it physically on your website. What is a good email address then, either for you personally or for the business itself?
For the business is, let me see, I think I have it somewhere.
Perfect.
Let's see here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, it's Elite 911 Cleaning Services at yahoo.com.
Okay, so basically the name of the business at yahoo.com.
Yeah, yahoo.com. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then, oh, Tara never did get your last name.
Medina.
M-E-D-I-N-A?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I don't know if she verified the spelling of your first name. She has it as V-A-N-E-S-S-A.
V is V-A-N-N-S-S-A.
So two N's.
Two N's. Double N. Okay. Double N. Double N. Double S.
Two N's, two S's. Okay, gotcha. So I'll make that change. I think she just kind of guessed on it. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'd schedule that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, we just want to talk to you about your services, your service area, mission statement, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to do one other thing here. That's to add a little bit of extra protection on your account. It's another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Elite 911 Cleaning Services, Inc., even if it's you, Vanessa, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. More importantly, if you get calls from someone claiming to be either Google, even if they say they're local Splash, they would know the answer to that security question, and if they cannot provide that information for you basically immediately, then you should not talk to them. In fact, if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. They wouldn't know that information, and you should not entertain that phone call. We are a Google Premier partner, of course, and it is exactly $249.00. It will never be a penny more, and it will never go up on you. Your options here, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Probably first pet name.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Give me 1 minute, okay? Can you give me 1 minute?
Of course.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I think exactly what it was.
Huh? Or the washing
machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can go. You can come here. And I wanted to talk to you about the kit, the stove. It, nothing's going to come out. Like, the grease, it's like, oh, it's from years and years and years. So I did everything I could. I mean, yeah, and we'll keep it. Okay, sorry. It's wet, okay? Be careful. Sorry, I am cleaning this house and...
That's okay. Like I said, I appreciate you taking the call during your work day. Now, like I said, you said your first pet's name. What was the answer?
Rolex. Like the watch.
Like the watch. I was going to say Rolex. R-O-L-E-X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then again, it's exactly $249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
Wow. God will take care of that. Let me see. And so I guess Facebook is fine. I don't really want to have
at least for the first month. It's a necessary component. Yeah. Like I said, if you pause the Facebook, your recurring monthly is $149. You can always pause your Facebook ads and have us turn it back on later on. Again, like I said, it really is designed to fit the needs of your business. But to get things started, it's a necessary component.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, it'll be MasterCard.
MasterCard should start with a 5, they all do.
I don't know, this is not MasterCard, I don't know what type of card is this?
If it starts with a 4, it's a Visa.
It starts with the 6. It's a credit
card.
Oh,
that's a Discover. That's a Discover then.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you take that?
Oh, yeah. We do MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover.
Yeah.
So it should start with the 6. In fact, I believe Discover still all do start with 6011, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 6011.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go ahead and read the remaining 12 digits 4 at a time, or repeat them back at the end?
0039.
Mm-hmm.
0643.
Okay.
24112.
Mm-hmm.
And the security code is 156.
156. And then the expiration month and year?
Let me see. 826.
08, that's August of 2026. So I've got August of 2026. You said 156, 156 for the last three digits, the security code. The card itself, was it 6011-0039-0643-2412?
Mm-hmm.
And that fills up the home address, the 3503 Rolfe Way in El Dorado Hills, 95762.
Yes.
Is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both, any middle initial?
My name.
No middle initial, just first and last? Okay, perfect.
Vanessa Medina, yeah.
In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive an automated email. It's your welcome email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy or if you want to type it into your phone, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm going to put it on my phone because I don't have a pen.
I do the exact same thing. Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support.
Okay.
Vanessa, you
can repeat that number back to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
877-635-6225.
That's it. Correct. Exactly. And then it's option 1, option 1 for client support, or extension 1. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. Now, of course, you can email our support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will, in fact, follow up with you that same business day. Or if it's late in the day or after hours, they may reach out to you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It takes about 3 minutes. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we have reduced the cost of the service, that we're even waiving the setup fee and including the website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question, but it is pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Ms. Medina. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Mm-hmm.
I have Elite 911 Cleaning Services, Inc., right?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
So it'll be my name and then my company's name? Yes.
Oh, your name and your title. I mean, if you're the president, you're the owner, you're the CEO, however you would describe yourself.
Yes.
And you're Vanessa Medina,
the
right?
Owner.
Perfect. So Vanessa, as the owner of Elite 911 Cleaning Services, Inc., of course, Ms. Medina, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make all the decisions for your company.
Que la
agarre, yeah.
Sorry. That's okay.
So, no, I mean, obviously you make all the decisions. It is your company. You're authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Of course.
And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service, no contract. Now, for the billing information that you did just provide, that Discover card in your name, you are also an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Now, Ms. Medina, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Vanessa, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Ms. Medina, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie, and there's no conflict there. We ask this for a few reasons. Well, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. We also will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, that it's consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure all the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right? Yeah. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we are the ones to create that website for you. As I mentioned, we'll also make sure that no physical street address, your home address, will not appear online since customers do not come to you. So we do that audit in the beginning and we do it periodically, but if there's anything new that comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with the website included, with the friends and family rate approved, this is this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually able to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 8th of October, in the very reduced, officially friends and family rate of $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, there's no fees. Of course, there's no lead fees because the calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook ads, and that website is included. That means the custom website is included at no cost. We will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, that friends and family rate of $249, will again never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Now, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. You could, if necessary, pause it seasonally. I don't think that would be the case here. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Vanessa, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Medina, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, but after the first month, we said no Facebook.
If you want to do that, yes, you can pause anything. You can pause all of it. You can pause the Facebook ads. If you wanted to pause the search engine optimization and just do the Facebook ads, if you wanted to pause all of it, we can do that. If you're ready at that point to start doing Google Verified, we can do that as well. Like I said, everything is month to month. You can pause any part or all of it at any point in time. It is month to month, but we do recommend that you give it at least 2 months. Like any form of advertising, giving it a fair chance to work is going to give you the best idea of exactly how well it's going to perform for you. I do hope that we can schedule your client interview for today. I'm going to pull up that client interview calendar in a second here. Our client interviews are usually done first, second, or third day, so even if we have to wait until tomorrow, that's still ahead of schedule. That's going to help expedite the process of getting everything set up and started here. Between days 5 and 7 is when you're reporting, your client dashboard is active. Sometimes it's even faster than that. All of your directory submissions will be submitted in that first week as well. Like I mentioned before, your website, they want us to say 7 to 14 business days. It's usually 5 to 10 business days. As long as you can send us those photos, we get your website done quickly. The Facebook ads are waiting for the website, so it's about the same time frame. Now,
where do I send the photos?
The email address that I gave you, support@localsplash.com, really that's the only email that you need. You can send anything and everything to that one email. Our client interview technician will give you photos at localsplash, photos, photos@localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly, but like I said, you can send everything to that support email and we'll just take care of the rest. Days 45 to 60, everything firing on all cylinders, 60 days to 60 years, however long you keep the service, continuous reporting, ongoing review, and customer support. Like I said, the client dashboard, the reports update throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting. Now, it looks like our last appointment is already booked up, but tomorrow we would be able to do as early as 7 o'clock, tomorrow as late as 3 o'clock. So would you want something kind of early morning, mid-morning, maybe towards the end of the day?
Mid-morning is fine.
Mid-morning, so not 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, 11?
Yeah, from 7. But you can do 9, 10, 11.
It looks like I have exactly one spot for 9, one for 10. There's two spots available at 11 o'clock. Did you want 9, 10, 11? I mean, it's really up to you.
9 is fine.
9? Okay. So we're going to schedule it at 9. The call itself takes about, 30, 40 minutes. It's scheduled by the hour, but it definitely should not take that long. It should get you, though, right at 9 o'clock or a couple of minutes after 9 o'clock. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open. If I am, though, already on a call, our technician will call you without me. They will take really good care of you, and they would even know Rolex is the name of your first pet if you wanted to ask them that. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you got a couple of emails. The welcome email is important. That one is still on the way. I see that still being in process. The welcome email is important not just because it has your customer support information that you already typed into your phone. The welcome email is going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, like I said, your tracking system won't be up and active in this next day or so. We have to do your client interview first. Once your tracking system is active, you will receive by email and text notification that it is already active. The one email that our system did send is actually the one that I wanted you to see. It's the one that says local splash initial invoice. So if you open up that one, all the other ones are still in process. I think if I update, they might get to you. But the one that I wanted you to...
Yeah, I have the messages.
Okay, you did. So the one that I want you to see is the local splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it's going to say something like, hello, Vanessa, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You do...
And that's on a text message? That's on the text message?
It should be on the text as well as the email.
Okay, so the last one that I got says, here's your credential for your client dashboard, username, my number, and then it just, you can log in into your account, and then if you have any questions, please feel free to call us. That's all it says.
Is that the...
The first one, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We're
that
gonna
one.
A copy of your invoice to the... Okay.
Yeah, and then above the graphic where it says access your dashboard, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
And
do you see that?
Agree on all of them?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You want us to be able to send you text messages. Of course, you're the authorized holder and signer. And then of course the payments are automatic and recurring, but you can stop at any time. And then once you click all three of the boxes, type in your name. It does want to be case sensitive. So capital V, capital M. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. And that does a couple of things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we are doing the website for you, that we reduce the cost, etc. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. If you are seeing that, though, you don't have to go that next step. Like I said, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. But you will receive notification after we do your client interview once your tracking system is active. You did get a couple of other emails.
Mm-hmm. So when I did that, it's now telling me to the username and password.
Right.
Do I
You don't have to try to do that. You can at any time,
okay.
But right now you're just going to get an error message. It's going to say something like, oops, we're still trying to set that up. But your username
mm-hmm.
and your password are on your welcome email. Your username is already fixed in our system, so you cannot change it. But we made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's just your phone number. It's 916-671-4864. The area code is included, but no parentheses or dashes or spaces. It's just the number. Your default password is the mobile. You can obviously change that at any point in time. It is a default. And then the other one that you got is the you don't have to open it now, but it's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You know, mm-hmm. anything you send our way, it doesn't have to be everything. So don't worry if you don't have all mm-hmm. of that. But anything you send our
yeah.
way can help us. So if you have photos of, you know, your cleaning supplies, photos of your work vehicle, if you've got a business card, take a photo of that. Is the business licensed
yeah.
or insured?
Yes.
It is. So you can send us that information as well. That helps us convince and reassure Google that you're a real business, that you're an active company,
mm-hmm.
that you are in the area providing these services.
So
again, you can send those to us.
Okay, so the email that you have, the Elite 911 Cleaning Services,
mm-hmm.
that one, I don't have access to that one.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
for now...
I don't have access to that one because my husband is the one that made that email, and so he's
oh.
not, like, you know, he's not on the company or anything.
Okay. So we should change that. And again, it doesn't have to be a business email. It could be a personal email, because it's really just for us to contact you regarding your account, and then it will be attached to the contact form on your website. So what is an email that you have access to?
It's going to be Gallegos, so it's Gallegos, I don't know what I just said.
That's okay.
Can you repeat what I just said?
You said Gallegos?
Gallegos, yeah. So
G A G, right?
G. Uh-huh. G A.
Uh-huh. L L.
G A L L E G O S. And it's my name, Vanessa, double N double S, 14, at gmail.com.
Okay, so Gallegos, Gallegos, and then just your first name? Vannesa, Vannesa, two S's, two S-S-A, yeah, two N's, two S's. It's easier to type it in than it is to say. And then that was 14, and was that at Yahoo?
Gmail.
Oh, at Gmail. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Vanessa, GallegosVanessa14@gmail.com. I'm going to update that in our system. It's just really for us to contact you, and it's going to be attached to your contact form. You don't ever have to open it or change it for us. But if you ever do want to update that to the business address or the business email, I should say, then just let us know. Anything and everything can be updated at any point in time. So you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that our client interview technician, or that I'm available when our technician's ready to call you. I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. But it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that's client interview conducted in English. A good portion of our client interview specialists are bilingual as well. I'm not going to assign it to a bilingual agent because I know you're perfectly comfortable in English, but I'll let you know if I'm on that call. I'll give you a heads up if they're bilingual or not, and you can always ask them once you get them on the phone if you prefer to converse in Spanish or back and forth. It's totally up to you. At 8 o'clock tomorrow, you're also going to get a reminder email. The call, of course, is scheduled at 9. So an hour prior, you're going to get an automated email just reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 9 o'clock. I did already send that calendar invite. It's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. But many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope I'm in between phone calls tomorrow at 9 when our technician calls you, because I'd love to say a quick hello to you. It was a real pleasure speaking with you. I do want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get a great-looking website out there, get more calls coming directly to you. Of course, we're looking to earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you so much. I hope this works, because I'm broke now.
Well, I know it's going to work for you, and I'm so happy to get that going for you. You know, one of my good friends at work here, her name is Nadine Medina, and her daughter's name is Vanessa. So I think there's a real good reason that you're working with us.
No. Thank you so much, and I'll wait for the call tomorrow.
Okay, Vanessa, you have a great rest of the night. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.